you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Tyson with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane City Council plans to create an urban forest in Victoria Park. This inner city forest will include wetland, garden, treehouse and high rope spaces located in central Brisbane. The $141 million redevelopment will cover approximately 64 hectares of land. This green space will enhance Brisbane's green footprint to deliver a lush destination as well as host the BMX track for the 2032 Olympics. Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner states 60% of the site will be covered by trees.
In multiple locations across Queensland, temperatures have reached below zero, with at least one town almost reaching an all-time low this morning. Oakley, northwest of Toowoomba, reached -4 degrees, only 1.7 degrees off its lowest ever recorded temperature. Senior meteorologist Dean Narramore said that the temperature was due to cold fronts moving from Tasmania and South Australia.
In national news, data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics has shown that in 2022, Australia's population has increased by 1.9%, which is the highest yearly growth since 2008. Overseas migration was a major contributing factor in all states, with a 387,000-person increase. Natural population increase was 109,800 in 2022, which was 23.4% lower than the previous year.
Independent MP Alex Greenwich is seeking aggravated damages in a civil suit against Mark Latham. Alex Greenwich claims the New South Wales One Nation leader posted a homophobic and graphic tweet, defaming him with the implication that he's a disgusting human being in wake of LGBTI protests being attacked in March. Mr. Greenwich claims his professional and personal reputation were damaged from this tweet posted by Mark Latham.
In international news, Sudan's paramilitary rapid response force has been accused of the assassination of senior government official and governor of West Darfur, Khamis Abdullah Abakar. The assassination occurred only hours after Abakar criticised the paramilitary group on a Saudi-owned TV station on which he discussed a genocide occurring in the country. The Mazalit ethnic group, of which Abakar was a part of, has been the target of many killings recently in what has been described as systematic murder.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.